Report: Trump admin decimates Office of Population Affairs during Democrat shutdown. By Catherine Hamilton on October 16, 2025. The Trump administration has laid off many Office of Population Affairs (OPA) employees during the Democrat-led government shutdown, a move that decimates an agency overseen by the Department of Health and Human Service, HHS, the New York Times reported. The OPA, which has existed for more than 50 years, deals with reproductive and adolescent health, like teen pregnancy, family planning, and sterilization, as well as other population issues, according to its website. The previous Biden administration notably used the OPA to promote abortions through its Title X family planning program and promoted sex changes for minors. Almost everyone in the OPA was allegedly locked out of their government emails and computers on Friday, according to several staff members who reportedly spoke to The Times on condition of anonymity. By Wednesday afternoon, staff who asked about their employment status were told by human resources that they had been shut out of their emails because they are being laid off, also called a reduction in force. A federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked the Trump administration from conducting widespread layoffs of federal employees during the shutdown, but it was still unclear on Wednesday evening which employees were covered by the injunction, according to the report. HHS Press Secretary Emily Hilliard confirmed in a comment to Breitbart News via email on Thursday that all HHS employees who received reduction in force notices were designated non-essential by their respective divisions. Reproductive health advocates, often a left-wing euphemism for abortion activists, told The Times scrapping the OPA would deprive women of critical services that allow them to decide whether and when they want to have children. The high-quality, confidential care they have relied on may disappear overnight, said Jessica Marcella, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Population Affairs in the Biden administration. If there's no one there to run it, then functionally the program ceases to exist. However, sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News programs within the OPA will continue. Per The Times, the Trump administration had proposed eliminating the Title X program entirely in its 2026 proposal. For the time being, the office has been instructed to focus on infertility issues to combat the declining birth rate in the U.S. Several sources familiar with those infertility efforts told the publication they expect the Trump administration to continue those efforts through a different office. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.